Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
From movies to video games, the Achilles heel of most fictional bad guys is just how damn arrogant they are. There are countless examples of villains who think they're the smartest people in the room, when in reality, this often means they're complete and utter idiots. And consequently, for all of the following picks, their evil plans were just about in reach, mere inches away from being fulfilled, only to be dashed at the very last minute by a major lapse in logic. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 7 times video game villains would have won if they weren't idiots. Number 7, Vaas, Far Cry 3. Now, Vaas is one of the very best video game villains of all time. Brilliantly brought to life by Michael Mando, the pirate captivated audiences with his violent game of cat and mouse with Far Cry 3's Jason Brody. He was so effective, in fact, with his dead-eyed stare and endless insane monologues that Ubisoft have pretty much made him the template for every single bad guy in the series since. However, while he's a great villain, he is pretty ineffective at being the killer that he keeps on proclaiming to be. For much of the early game, your character Brody is a pretty inefficient fighter. I mean, after all, he's a Silicon Valley type who's never done a hard day's graft in his life, and yet, somehow, he keeps giving Vaas the slip, despite being captured over and over and over again. In fact, every time he's caught, Vaas comes up with some kind of elaborate contraption to kill him, when he could easily just dispatch him on the spot and save him the hassle further on down the line. Now, it is later implied that Vaas might have been letting Brody go on purpose, putting him through some kind of Killing Joke-esque trial where he's trying to prove that the two are actually quite similar and all that jazz, but even then that doesn't make him any less dumb. He knows Brody is dangerous and continually puts him in situations that he can escape from, and then he's just shocked when this turns out to be a bad idea. Number 6, Rafe, Uncharted 4. Uncharted 4's Rafe is the most unique villain in Naughty Dog's entire series. He's not a big tough guy trying to end the world, a leader of a bunch of mercenaries, or a seemingly supernatural magician. Seriously, Uncharted 3 was weird. He's just a rich dude. From the beginning, Rafe is a guy who already has everything. He has money, power, crazy connections, but what he doesn't have is respect. He's inherited all of his wealth, but has also failed to do anything meaningful with it. Nathan Drake, on the other hand, has come from nothing and came to be renowned as the very best adventurer in the world. Rafe wanted to be thought of on the same level, remembered for more than just being a rich boy in a long line of rich boys, and he does some ridiculously dumb things to get there. After a long line of stupid decisions, including shooting someone in prison to put the entire place on lockdown, using dynamite to find an ancient artifact rather than just figuring out the clues to where it is, and double-crossing his dangerous partner. In the climax, he decides to challenge Nathan Drake to a sword fight on a sinking ship and just abandon the treasure that the two had discovered. Of course, it's this hubris that is Rafe's downfall in the end. Even when he has nothing left, he's still desperate to be better than Drake. Now, I do want to clarify that this absolutely makes him a compelling character, but it also makes him, as a person, so dumb. Number 5, Liquid Snake, Metal Gear Solid. Liquid Snake is one of the great video game characters, but he's also a damn moron. Even though he says he's all about beating genetics, all he really wants to do is be the ultimate mustache-twirling villain, concocting one ridiculous plot after another, like disguising himself as Master Miller to talk to Snake on the codec. This preoccupation comes to a head in the first game's climax, where Liquid has so many chances to just kill Solid Snake, but messes up every single one of them. First, he goes up against Snake in Metal Gear Rex, a walking nuclear war machine that just beat a futuristic ninja to death and gets wrecked by one man with a few rockets. He gets another chance though, as he gets lucky and manages to incapacitate Snake afterwards, tying him up on the top of Rex. Ending him after this wouldn't be legendary enough for him though, so instead he takes off his shirt, frees him, and challenges him to a fist fight with 2 special conditions. 1, the whole place is rigged to blow in a couple of minutes, and 2, if you slip off Rex, the fall will kill you. Now, not only does this result in Liquid again getting his ass handed to him, but But the game also proves that he's so stupid that he wasn't even correct about the fall. Liquid actually stumbles off Rex and then doesn't die, undermining his deadly fight scenario in the first place. He's so wrong and it's so convoluted, and all he had to do was shoot Snake in the head and just be done with it. Now, again, of course, it is in character that Liquid would go to all of this trouble, as he's all about proving that he's the real successor to Big Boss and not Snake after all, but that does still make him a total fool. Number 4, Brock Dead Rising. For the most part, the true ending to Dead Rising is a little disappointing. The story becomes a bit of a mess while the gameplay morphs into being a bit of a slog as you control photographer Frank West through a bunch of underground tunnels beneath the zombie-infested mall to eventually escape to safety. To make things more difficult though, a deadly special forces team led by a man named Brock have also arrived to take out any witnesses. And just as you're about to make your final escape via a jeep, you do come face to face with Brock, who's driving an actual tank. Eventually, he runs you off the road, has the loaded barrel of a tank's rocket launcher pointed at your head, and instead of finishing you off, he pops out, monologues about zombies and their true nature, and then just turns his back on you to stare at a load of zombies for dramatic effect, I guess? This, of course, allows Frank to jump up and sucker punch him and eventually defeat him for no good reason at all. Lest we forget, Brock was sat in the comfort of an actual tank. All he had to do was blow you away or wait for the zombies to do it for him, and instead he exposes himself and foolishly turns his back for no good reason. How'd this guy get to be a Spec Ops leader again? Number 3, Alduin, Skyrim. For a 1,000-year-old intelligent dragon, Alduin Shua is a big dummy. The Elder Scrolls V opens, as is series tradition, with the player character as a prisoner, this time en route to Helgen to be executed for undisclosed crimes. However, in a blistering introduction, the sentencing is interrupted by a dragon who kills everyone in its sights and decimates the small village with fire. Like I said, it is a striking opening, don't get me wrong, and it does tease the wider plot to come, with the then unnamed dragon referring to the player as the Dovahkiin. When you do know the plot as a whole, it's hard to see this move as anything other than a major error in Alduin's grand plan. Now, in the old Winged Terror's defense, it is hinted that the attack is inspired by the dragon sensing the Dragonborn nearby and wanting to snuff him out early before he fulfills his destiny. The only problem with this, though, is that all of Alduin's problems would have been solved had he just done nothing. If you remember, the Dovahkiin was actually on their way to being executed, and would have been parted from their head had the dragon not interfered. By taking matters into his own hands then, the villain actually stabbed himself in his own wing. Number 2, Victor Branko, Max Payne 3. Perhaps thanks to its film noir roots, Victor Branko's evil plan in Max Payne 3 is ridiculously complex. A politician and member of the Branko family, a famous rich family in Sao Paulo, he's initially a charming and inoffensive dude looking to clean up the city, but is later revealed to be a total douchebag. Not only is he in the business of illegally harvesting people's organs for profit, which is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, a pretty crappy thing to do, all things considered, but he also arranged for his family to be killed and hired Max Payne to take the fall. Essentially kind hearts and coroneting his way through his family until he's the only one left to inherit their money. He had everything figured out except his fall guy. Wanting someone reckless enough that the media would buy him being responsible for the destruction of the family he was hired to protect, and who is more reckless and infamous than the perpetually drunk Max Payne, Victor flew Max in and set his plan into motion. However, while the ex-cop may on the surface appear to be a good candidate to go down for the crimes, as he can barely look after anyone but himself and has a history of being a violent drunk, he's also Max freaking Payne. He's practically the biggest avenging angel in gaming, adept at getting his own back and head chef of the best revenge dishes. Put simply, this is the one dude in the entire world that you should know not to double cross, and Victor just does it anyway, despite presumably doing his homework on him and knowing about the events of the past two games. Number 1, Darth Vader, The Force Unleashed. Now, on the surface, Darth Vader's weird, convoluted plan to take down a potential rebellion before it begins is kind of smart in a way. Siring a new apprentice, Starkiller, under the pretense that the two will eventually overthrow the Emperor, it's eventually revealed that the plan the entire time was for the new Sith to actually round up the Empire's enemies so they could be taken out in one fell swoop. As mentioned, on paper, that could have been somewhat a sound idea. But Vader's methods actually indirectly serve to inspire the rebellion rather than can't stop it. Whoops. That's because Starkiller's efforts only serve to bring the biggest detractors of the Galactic Empire together and get them thinking about forming a fully organized opposition, now encouraged that they could actually win. So until Darth Vader stepped in to try and solve the problem, the rebellion was scattered and disparate, and it was only once he stuck his neck in and started meddling that those separate parts came together to form a dangerous whole.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.